From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Ahead of tomorrow's Senate debate on the health care overhaul bill, lawmakers are already sparring on the Sunday talk shows. Independent Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont says the bill must have a government plan to compete with private insurance companies.
If you don't have that public option, I think you're not going to have the cost containment we need. I would be very reluctant to support legislation that did not have a strong public option.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina warns costs will skyrocket if the bill is passed in its current form.
$2 trillion spending package on health care, $2.5 trillion in the second 10 years, will make premiums go up because taxes go up to pay for it, and we'll never cut Medicare benefits to make it work, nor should we.
Both senators spoke on ABC's This Week. A new congressional report says Osama bin Laden could have been captured or killed in 2001 if the U.S. military had carried a full-fledged attack on his hideout in Afghanistan. The report comes as President Obama is set to address the nation Tuesday night on his plans for Afghanistan. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
The report says the al-Qaeda leader slipped into Pakistan and went on to become a symbolic figure who inspires terrorist fanatics around the world. American soldiers and Afghan militia forces launched an assault on the Tora Bora Mountains 8 years ago, where bin Laden reportedly was hiding after the Taliban government was thrown out of power. But Afghan militiamen were allowed to lead the assault. The report says U.S. commanders rejected calls for more ground troops, relying instead on airstrikes. Sniper teams and other valuable resources were sidelined. Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, requested the report. The staff report covers information previously disclosed. Kerry has been a frequent critic of the Bush administration for failing to make bin Laden's capture a top priority. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Western and Afghan officials say 26 militants were killed in an airstrike in eastern Afghanistan this weekend. From Kabul, NPR's Tom Bullock has more.
The NATO airstrike was called in after a border post in Khost, a restive province along the Afghan-Pakistan border, came under attack. Afghan officials there estimate 100 militants attacked the post around 10 p.m. local time Saturday night. They also claim 13 of the attackers were arrested. Western officials confirmed the airstrike was carried out by foreign troops. Khost is the base of the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group with known ties to al-Qaeda. The Haqqani Network has a reputation for well-coordinated attacks. Afghan officials believe they were involved in the attack on a UN guest house last month that left 8 dead. The UN has since pulled out hundreds of staff from the country. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
4 police officers have been shot in Washington state. Local media report the victims were sitting in a coffee shop when they were ambushed today. Also reports that the attack occurred near McCord Air Force Base. You're listening to NPR News. Canada and India have forged a nuclear technology deal. The announcement was made during the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Port of Spain. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
The agreement comes after Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper's recent visit to India and a pledge to work more closely with New Delhi. The nuclear cooperation agreement allows Canadian companies to trade nuclear technology and uranium with India for the first time in 35 years. Canada stopped all nuclear trade with the country after India launched its weapons program in 1974, in part using Canadian nuclear technology. Mr. Harper said this is not the 1970s and India is a stable and reliable friend of Canada's, and he had no reservations pursuing this type of agreement. The deal must still get parliamentary approval in Canada. Full details won't be disclosed until it's introduced in the House of Commons. India already has existing bilateral nuclear trade agreements with the United States, France, and Russia. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The United Arab Emirates Central Bank is offering additional liquidity to banks, but it's uncertain if investors will be convinced that the country is not vulnerable after being exposed to Dubai's ballooning debt. Last week, the mega company Dubai World announced it needed more time to pay off billions of dollars worth of debt. Investors were increasingly concerned Dubai's troubles might undermine global economic recovery. Asian and U.S. markets saw losses. European markets rebounded last week. Early indicators from Black Friday shopping look somewhat promising for retailers. The research firm ShopperTrack released preliminary data yesterday showing sales were up 0.5% from a year ago. This is people spent more than $10.5 billion as retailers put up big bargains. This is NPR.